97 won the ticket live from Bar Canada here at the D. Got some folks from Holly came by to say hello. Scott and Mary, correct? Right? There we go. They're right there.
Woke up for us.
That's right. They woke up for us. They drive out here three times a year.
I didn't hear him say three times.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Two or three times a year, they're participating in a video poker tournament. So that's a nice drive from Holly, Michigan to Las Vegas. They do
you
it in
and,
30
should
hours.
Do that once, or maybe in your retirement years.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. Drive out.
Well, why would you when you've got the jet?
Well, yes, absolutely. All right, got to share this story, Jim, and I think you can relate to it, too. At Lions training camp the other day at Allen Park, a guy comes up to me and goes, Stoney? I said, yeah. He says, I'm Stoney, too. I said, oh, what's your real name? He goes, Mike Stone. He goes, really? He goes, yeah. And what's even stranger, I've been listening to you for a long time. I have a sister named Lisa, which, of course, I do. I didn't ask if he slept in the same bed with her. He said he has twin daughters, like I do, obviously, and both had a dog at one time named Rocky.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Are they fraternal twins?
That I didn't ask.
Okay. Does he host a morning show?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like, where do the similarities stop? That's wild to me.
It's crazy. And he was a really nice guy, as all Mike Stones probably are. No. So I know you have a name that's similar to a CNN guy that Brian Chapman always, you know, calls you that name. Which is
you know, Chappie, he's got all this shtick and yeah.
Yes,
so,
I know.
But yeah.
And what's he going to do now that Avila's fired? Anyway, I digress.
Pot shots all morning. No. Yeah, Jim Acosta on CNN is similar. Similar. So during the early years of the Trump presidency where he was, you know, going at it and back and forth and there was a lot of animosity, I'd get like collateral damage friendly fire on social media. People who wanted to attack CNN's Jim Acosta with all kinds of like just anger. And I'm like, hi, guys. I'm just telling you what I think of the Tigers. Like, got a couple opinions on the Lions. I don't know. I think Patricia should be fired. But yeah, I got caught in collateral damage with the Jim Acosta. But my literal name, Jim Costa, is the name of a member of Congress. So I occasionally get like direct messages from constituents in California that want me to like do things for them. And guys, I have no jurisdiction. I can't help these people.
Are they demanding water?
Yeah, water is the big one. It's a lot of water talk in my direct messages. Like, we got the Great Lakes. What are you talking about?
I got to say, Jim, and I'm not by any means trying to get political here because whatever, you know, with all that. But I don't know how, like, anybody that would really want to be, like, thought of as Jim Acosta. Like, he always came across as that.
Oh, I know.
Like, I know.
That troll anchor guy that, regardless of what side you're on, he just very unlikable for
well, he,
me.
He started off being respectful. Then he almost got to be
adversarial.
Well, when things exploded with the Trump and things just
right, that's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
That, he I just, mean, I don't think he's likable, even if you like CNN. You know, I've never really ran into this that much because the problem is the only thing I have is my last name is Milliken.
Right, which is why we call you the Gov because there used to be a governor here named Will Milliken.
Yeah, in the late '60s through the early '80s. The problem is that it's spelled different. I'm A-N at the end, and he's E-N.
Right.
So I've never really kind of gotten any perks out of that. Or I have been asked several times in my life if I was related, but that's starting to die down simply because it's been so long since he was governor now.
Right.
You know, when I was younger, I was nine when he stopped being governor. So, you know, it was very relevant. But, no, I'm not related to Pat Milliken Ford either or anything. But I'll say this, and we were up in Traverse City a month ago, and there's the Milliken Street or road right in downtown Traverse City. So
it's
we
named
see
after
that
you.
Kids always laugh at it. Yeah, exactly. We stayed at Grand Traverse Resort, like in one of their condos off site, but we went to the resort. The kids would use the pool and all that stuff. So when we went in one day and you had to just check in to show that you were staying on one of their properties at least, and they, what's your last name? And I said, Milliken, I got an eyebrow raise. Oh. I was like, maybe I should play my card now.
All right, 248-539-9797. Do you share a name with anybody? And do you have anything where somebody basically has so many similarities that you have? Like, you know, this guy, Mike Stone, had a sister named Lisa, twin girls, and a dog named Rocky. like I had, because it's bizarre.
Talk about creepy. We played the Harry Carey stuff earlier. That's actually creepy, Stoney. Like having someone come up with this, basically living an alternate version of your life right alongside you.
Yes.
It's crazy. Let's go to Sean in Detroit. Sean, you got some thoughts on the Lions as well. You're on 97.1.
Yes. Yes, I do. And this, I'm also known as Sean John here in the city of Detroit.
Okay.
As far as the Lions, depth. We need depth all the way through and through. Most definitely with those running backs. And my receivers, Quintez Cephas, we got to see what he's going to do. Depth all the way around. Most definitely the quarterback. Because Goff can go out for a game or two and then what? I don't know why they continue just to keep Boyle and the other guy over there without having stronger backups. Bring in a Kaepernick or something like that. Bring back Golden Tate for Amon-Ra St. Brown. But most definitely depth all the way around.
Time out here. I don't know. You said bring in Golden Tate for what?
For Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the remix, the next.
I thought you said you wanted the Lions to re-sign Golden Tate.
Yes, that's what I do. Yeah, sign Golden Tate to actually play. What are you talking about? He can be a Hall of Famer still. Golden Tate.
Oh, come on! Sean John! Go back to selling clothes. Love the nobody's even picking up Golden Tate.
Sean, you're not just the Lions. You're just talking about
the league.
Because they're not picking him up. Just because they're not picking him up means what? He's Golden Tate. He still can be a Hall of Famer, bro. He was the best receiver on that team.
Okay.
When he
All right, hold on. Sean John. What Hall of Fame would Golden Tate be in? The I Married a Hot Babe Hall of Fame? Yes. He's a great athlete Hall of Fame. He's a decent golfer. He's played, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this summer he was playing a little like low minor league baseball. He is not a Hall of Famer, Golden Tate.
He's a possible,
great guy.
He's
love
a
him.
He's a possible Hall of Famer.
Oh,
what I'm saying is,
God.
Who was the best wide receiver when he got traded on the team? Who was the best wide receiver? It was him. And they traded him for no good reason. So, and
well,
also,
I understand.
Shout out to Super
I get that.
I want to give a shout out to Super Rosside.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I hung up on him.
Where's Mr. Positive?
Golden Tate in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And so you end up.
Tony, you know the Hall of Fame he's in? It's the sleeping with a Hall of Famer's wife.
Oh, yes.
The old rumor that he...
Remember I kind of asked him about that?
Russell Wilson's
yes.
ex?
Speaking of receivers
doing
that,
fine.
Speaking of receivers that Stafford helped make, Golden Tate.
Golden Tate was really good with the New York Giants, wasn't he? He actually wasn't bad with
the
Eagles.
He had a good Thursday night game,
he's,
I remember.
He's fine.
I know. He's a good player.
Yeah, Stoney,
terrific guy.
The irony of that guy being like, hey, I'm curious about the depth and guys like Cephas. But bring in Golden Tate, which would make all of that irrelevant. Like, come on.
Yeah, and Cephas, it's supposed to be what you want to see tonight. And Cephas is hurt.
Right, I was just going to bring that up. He hasn't been practicing. I don't think he's going to play tonight. So you're going to be looking at Gov's favorite, Trinity Benson, getting a little extra run with the seconds and third string.
Hope he can play tonight.
They call this guy Sean John. I mean, he's got a great clothing line. That belonged
like
in the
he's
hall.
He's in a room upstairs right now.
that belonged in the Hall of Fame of callers.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wow. Anyway.
All right, we'll get some ticket texts on the Lions, on who you actually want to see, and people who you share a name with. Stoney, I will be flabbergasted if someone can come close to sharing the same name as you, nickname as you, having the same name as a sister of you, twins. Like, I mean, this is incredible.
It's crazy. The nickname, there are tons of people with the last name Stone whose nickname is Stoney. I mean, that is... You know, he went through the same thing. Oh, you must get stoned a lot. No, it's the last name. Now, you could have, obviously, I could have had that nickname for those reasons, but I did. I had that nickname when I was 8 years old.
I think the other thing here, too, is just you share a name with somebody that you absolutely, like, despise or don't want to share it with, because the one that always comes to mind for me is the Ravens play-by-play, Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, Jerry Sandusky.
It's just like, I would change my name. If my name was Jerry, I would change it.
Oh, my Lord.
I think you'd have to. I don't think there's any... I mean, it's not your fault, but, like, hey, that's...
You think you've gotten tweets?
Oh, my gosh. How do you even begin? Like, you just... I don't even want to think about that.
Why do you have a phone in jail?
It's 97.1.